This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Oh, that is funny stuff. Did you guys see the Tyson Jones thing? You know, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. are going to fight November 28th. So there was an interview, and they asked him about it being an exhibition. Check out the response and the exchange. Go ahead, Bill.
I actually spoke with California State Athletic Commissioner Andy Foster, and he described this fight as a straight exhibition, going to be hard sparring. This question is for both Mike and Roy. How do you guys plan on engaging in this fight, knowing that it can't be a real fight because it's Ray Corona's job to separate you guys as soon as it gets heated?
Listen, I don't know what are you talking about, what's not a real fight. You got Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, and I'm coming to fight, and I hope he's coming to fight, and that's all you need to know.
First of all, if you think you can go in the ring with Mike Tyson, the last guy that did an exhibition with Mike got dropped in the first round. And if you don't know that, then something wrong with you. So who goes in the ring with the great legendary Mike Tyson and think, oh, this is an exhibition? 12-ounce gloves? No headgear? Really? This is an exhibition? Come on, bro. Be for real. Everywhere I go in life, the first thing a young kid would ask me, hey, have you ever fought Mike Tyson? And I don't know why they used to always ask me that. But they always, they say, their kids, first question is, have you ever fought Mike Tyson? Now I don't have to say no more. I'm so glad to get this opportunity because now I can say, yes, I did.
Yes, I got my ass knocked out by Mike Tyson.
I was just going to say, after the fight, he may feel very differently about that.
You ever fought Mike Tyson? Yeah, he knocked my ass out in 2020. It's kind of... You know what's odd about all of this? I'm kind of sensing a different Roy Jones. Because early on, I think Roy Jones thought it was going to be a fun exhibition. And then all of a sudden, he kind of realized that he saw Mike Tyson working out like a maniac. Shark Week. He's tearing up sharks in half. All this stuff going on. And he's going, holy crap, I'm getting into the ring with Thunderlips. And so then all of a sudden... I think he started to take this training seriously. You had Shannon Briggs say, hey, I'll step in if Roy Jones doesn't want to do it. And now you hear Roy Jones and you see him. I think Roy Jones took the training seriously. And I think now Roy Jones is kind of preparing himself for a real fight. And remember, Roy can box, or he used to be able to box. If you're going to beat Tyson... you got to go the way of Holyfield. That's the only way. If Roy Jones thinks that he's going to stand there and it's going to be bedrock and you're going to be just like pounding and standing there and you're going to go for an all-out brawl, you're dead in the water. You don't brawl with Mike Tyson. So I'm now thinking that Roy Jones has picked up confidence. I'm sure he already had some. But I think it was shaken a little bit at the beginning, and he probably was kind of not as confident himself. And now I think he's kind of training for this thing, and I think he's prepared, and I think he's psyched because the last thing he wants to do is embarrass himself. So I think that's what's going on here. I believe now that Roy Jones is prepared or preparing to legitimately – fight here.
Exactly what you're saying, dude. Back in the day when we saw the Holyfield Tyson fight, we used to say it's called boxing, not punching,
right?
And if you're a puncher, you got a puncher's chance, but a boxer will always beat a puncher.
Tyson Fury,
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray
against Marvelous
Duran,
Marvin.
And Duran, too, the second time. The first time he chose to brawl and lost.
Yep.
Second, he said,
no,
I'm going to do my...
No mas.
But I mean, just so we don't, you know, the young people and lose them, I just said Tyson Fury just recently. He beat... What's the big guy he beat?
The kid from Georgia.
Who could not box.
Oh, yes. The American kid.
He's from Georgia. He just lands... just, you know, cannons.
Power.
That's all. He's just a a puncher. He's not a boxer. And Tyson Fury knew that, and he schooled his ass. And that's the only way that Roy Jones is going to win this fight is by legitimately boxing in this fight. We'll see.
And we used to see it, man. Roy Jones box. It used to annoy us. Remember, he'd go 12 rounds and beat the crap out of the guy 12-0. And I'd be like, dude, throw some punches, man. Take him out. And he would sit there and just beat the crap out of people for 12 rounds.